The following podcast is for people who grew up in the 90s. Wherever you are right now, you're about to be transported back in time. And get ready for a nostalgia-filled trip down memory lane with the 90s Today podcast, where we talk about the 90s today. And by the way, do you love orange sodas? Because we do.
And here it goes.
With your hosts, Brandon and James.
Hey, you wild and crazy 90s kids, you're listening to the Nostalgia Mothership, known only as the 90s Today podcast. I'm here, your host, Brandon, and I'm here with my co-host,
James.
And today's special guest,
Alexis.
And today we're going to finish up our talk on the 90s from a girl's perspective. This is part two of the 90s from a girl's perspective. And hey, I really enjoyed having you on for part one. Learned a lot of stuff about girls in the 90s.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed, you know, being on the show and bringing up all those wonderful memories. It was a really fun time. Thank you.
Yeah, I enjoyed it because, you know, it's one thing to read about it, and it's, well, not like I really read about girls stuff in the 90s anyway, but it's one thing to read about it. And shut up. It's another thing to read about it, but it's another thing to actually hear it firsthand about from somebody who experienced it. So yeah, it was actually really, really fun, very eye-opening, especially me being your husband, me hearing about stuff that my wife enjoyed and was entertained by in the 90s. So yeah, it was very nice to hear about that.
None of your passwords are still Cinderella anywhere, are they? Because you might want to change that now.
That is hilarious.
Everybody knows.
Thank goodness I don't live with little sisters anymore. Although I do miss them dearly. I love them.
All right, so we're ready to jump into... James? Alexis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm just going to mention that... do you remember the old company? It was in the very, very early 90s. Woolworths.
Make Halloween fun and easy. One-stop shopping at Woolworth or Woolco for your Halloween needs. Costumes from $1.83 to $3.99, like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and a new favorite for girls, Holly Hobby. You can get wrapped candies of every kind, bubblegum, lollipops, fun-size candy bars. Get this Halloween record, sounds to make you shiver, just $1.89. Make Halloween fun and easy. Make just one stop at Woolworth or Woolco.
Barely. I've seen, I've heard legend of it.
Heard
sir.
Legends. Well, in a now defunct mall in Chattanooga, it's Eastgate, a Woolworths used to reside there. And basically it was kind of like a Walgreens and Kmart hybrid, you know, kind of sold that kind of stuff. It wasn't Walmart level, but it was not exactly Kmart level, but it was kind of, you know, right in the middle there. It did sell toys and it sold, you know, grocery goods and, you know, things like that. It was a place I got a lot of toys at. I mean, it was when you visited Eastgate Mall, when it was a mall, you know, it was, I think they also had like KB Toys and they had service merchandise over there. I mentioned a lot of stores that aren't around anymore, sadly, but, it was one I visited. It had toys like G.I. Joe's and Transformers. It had wrestling figures, a lot of the stuff that we grew up with, but, reason I'm mentioning them, no, they're not coming back onto a brick and mortar store, but they are back online at WoolworthsUSA.com, www.WoolworthsUSA.com. You can buy stuff from Woolworths, but it's not like it used to be. It's just kind of like, looks like when you go to the website, kind of trendy stuff, things you'd, you know, find like that. It isn't. It's different, but I just thought I would mention it. Anybody who misses Woolworths, the name's back online and you can actually buy stuff from them.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I mean, Toys R Us is gone. I'll be getting some KB Toys, whether it's in brick and mortar or online, but hey, coming back.
And don't forget, Party City is going to have Toy Cities opening up next month. Well, see. Yeah, so this is the end of this is not the end of September. This is the end of July. So in September, they're actually coming out. So pretty soon, they're going to open up Party City. I mean, not Party Cities, but Toy Cities. So we'll have to see how that goes. And then, of course, I mentioned before that in August, they're going to vote on, but they're going to buy, someone is going to buy, because it's going to go for auction, the trademarks of Toys R Us and Jeffrey and all that, and whoever buys that, you know, Toys R Us could be coming back. It could be bought by Walmart or Target. Who knows what's going to happen with Toys R Us, but it would be nice to also see them come back as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you got anything to add to the It Came From the 90s segment?
Sure, man. This is actually breaking news. We are getting a reboot of our generation's best home invasion / Christmas movie ever made, and that is Home Alone. Apparently, Home Alone is getting a reimagining, according to Deadline, with Ryan Reynolds set to produce and potentially star in this film. And that's about all the information that we have on this film right now. Brandon, you know my, and of course, my wife Alexis here knows my opinions on reboots and reimaginings.
You love why? Them. You love them.
Why? Why? No. Why? It's great the first time. Home Alone is great. Why? It's like remaking Back to the Future. Why would you want to do that? If it's not broke, don't fix it. Oh man, but yeah, Ryan Reynolds, Home Alone, be there.
So, what part would Ryan Reynolds play? Not the kid. The adult version of Home Alone.
He is not going to play Kevin McAllister, I assure you, Brandon.
Will he make a cameo? I wonder.
I mean, if anything, you probably one of the wet bandits, if they would even be called that. So I don't know. Whatever. Stupid.
It was always interesting seeing that kid in Home Alone, him going about his day, you know, and he wasn't supposed to leave the house and shopping and all that kind of stuff. Just seeing him trying to living like an adult. Cause you know, when we were kids, we wanted to be adults. We wanted to, you know, now we want to go back and be kids again. A lot of us.
Yeah, I think my favorite part, and it probably has a lot to do with me being married to a dental hygienist, is he goes into the grocery store and he grabs his toothbrush and he asks the lady, he's like, do you know if this toothbrush has been approved by the American Dental Association? And she's like, I don't know. Like, this kid's dental hygiene is like his number one priority. It's been approved by the ADA. She just looks at him like he's got lobster crawling out of his ears or something. Home Alone, starring Ryan Reynolds.
Hey.
It's my favorite childhood memory.
Hey, what movies have Ryan Reynolds starred in lately?
Deadpool 2.
Okay. Is that all we got to talk about from the It Came From the 90s segment?
Guess so.
All right.
I'll tell you what I really, really want. I want to tell you all about the 90s from my perspective.
Did you ever get to go to Showbiz Pizza or Little Caesars as it became, not Little Caesars, Chuck E. Cheese as it became later?
Chuck E. Cheese's, yes. Now, we went there maybe once or twice to Chuck E. Cheese's. Sorry, I didn't go there very much, but.
I didn't.
We did like it. I did like it. I'm trying to remember. I think I remember the band that played at Chuck E. Cheese's. Some like creepy band.
They're creepy animatronics. No, they weren't called that. I don't remember what they're called.
Whatever. No, animatronics. I think that's.
Yeah. They're the inspiration of Five Nights at Freddy's now, pretty much.
Are they really?
Yeah.
See, that makes sense. We weren't the only ones thinking that.
When it got to be school time, do you have any school memories, or did you also, one more, did you enjoy getting school supplies when it was time, or what did you get Lisa Frank, or did you get the troll dolls, or anything like that?
Yes, I'm really glad that you brought this up, because when you say school time, the first thing that I think of was new school clothes. Oh man, that was the best, because our grandparents would come and they would buy us like 3 or 4 new outfits a piece. I'm telling you, that was the best. I loved getting new school clothes. That was awesome. The new school clothes that we would get, I would always look for that crushed velvet. Do you remember that look, that shiny, fuzzy, velvety 90s clothes. You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
So it's, well, it was a girl thing. I don't think any guys really wore this crushed velvet. But
no, I did. You did, James?
I did.
Did you ever do the whole the all denim look, James?
What?
Did you ever do the all denim look?
Oh, the Canadian tuxedo every day. Right now, actually.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yes, so that look was really popular because I loved it because it was shiny, and I like anything sparkly, shiny, showy. So that was really, really cool to me, the crushed velvet stuff. So that's one thing I kind of missed, although it was very hot. It was very hot, too, so that was another thing you had to think about. Now, as far as school things, this is sort of something that I remember becoming popular when I was in school or changing. I remember you used to pick out any backpack you wanted, but then there was a time when all of a sudden now you had to have clear clear backpacks. And I thought it was cool. You could see everything that was in there, but then I didn't like it either because I couldn't pick out the cute backpacks that I wanted. I really wanted cute backpacks, but we all had to have these stupid clear everything backpacks so you could see everything, which made sense at the time. But that's when it became, I remember that shift of, oh, you can have whatever, to, okay, now it's only clear backpacks for safety reasons. Mm-hmm. So that was a big deal. But you mentioned Lisa Frank. I'm glad you did because I was going to mention it if you didn't.
Lisa Frank makes the coolest stickers. I should know because I have most of them. There's all these folders and pens and backpacks and stationery and stickers. Of course, stickers. It's impossible to keep up with, but it's fun to try. Lisa Frank, you gotta have it.
Lisa Frank, I mean, was awesome. You could pick out the most rainbowiest, unicorniest things and have every single folder, spiral notebook, pencils. I wanted it all matching and I wanted it all Lisa Frank, whether it was the little tiger or little kitty cats, whatever it was, I wanted it. Lisa Frank, that was the cool stuff to have when you were going to school. New school supplies, definitely had to have Lisa Frank, but that's not all. You also had to have the gel pens. Do you remember these colored gel pens?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is a really super girly thing because you were awesome. If you had gel pens, everyone wanted to borrow them. Everybody wanted to use them and write with them, write notes in them. You could not use a regular pencil or a pen with a note. You needed to write it with a gel pen. Gel pens were the thing. I mean, and if you had a super rare color, like there were some popular ones and, you know, but if you had a rare color, it was, where did you get that gel pen? How did you get that? What, I mean, oh my gosh, that gel pen, can I please borrow it? I mean, it was the thing, gel pens. And I remember the only really, the really richer girls, I think, had those. I didn't have too many, but they definitely had a lot of gel pens were popular in school. That was the thing to write with. Everybody wanted gel pens.
Did you have those days where the teacher brought in a television screen into the room and you knew it was movie time or cable in the classroom?
Yes, that was the best thing when you saw that cart roll in, like, yes, now I don't have to listen to a lecture or or anything, like, oh, yes, I can put my head down and go to sleep. But, yeah, we definitely did. Those video cassette tapes sure did. Roll in the big TV, get cozy because you're going to take a nap.
Video games. What video games were you into in the 90s?
Oh, that is a great
systems you owned and things like that.
That's a great question. Real quick though, before I switch that, no, because you just mentioned, the role in the TVs and it made me think of the projectors. Do you remember when the big light up projectors, they put clear sheets or did y'all have
them
in your class?
Oh yeah, we did.
Yes, yeah. Okay. I didn't know if that was a 90s thing or not, but I remember those big lot of projectors and thinking, man, this is high tech. I'm seeing what they're seeing over there up here. This is cool.
they have a proper name, but I just can't remember what they were called. But that was so cool. I love those things so much.
So for video games, my dad is basically a computer IT guy. I have literally been playing with a computer since I was one. There's a picture of me playing a computer game when I was just 1 year old. So I played more PC games than I have actual video games. I'm more partial to PC. But my computer games that I played, I had Thinking Things, How Many Bugs in a Box, BitBot. This may be complete Greek to you all, but to me, yes, early math. Oh my gosh. These were games, little CD-ROMs that you could play and learn things on. Like, they would teach you the alphabet. They teach you numbers. They teach you math. By my first grade, I remember in first grade, I was like the best reader, whatever. I'm not saying it to brag, but I think it's because I played those so much. And I loved them so much. I was really into it. And so it really, really helped me. Maybe not so much the math one, because I'm awful still to this day with math, but I really enjoyed playing it. it was very, very fun. So all of those CD-ROMs, if anyone else remembers that, please tweet it out, because those were awesome, awesome, awesome video games. Well, PC games. They were still games. They were just on the PC. Big PC monitors where there was a tower. Oh, they still do the tower, I think. Mm-hmm. But yes, but the monitor was like just a huge box sticking out from the wall, you know, and so heavy. Oh my gosh, they were so heavy to move. They're awful. But they were great. They were great for what they were.
Did you have any game systems like Nintendo or Sega?
So, I did not get my first actual game system until a PlayStation, which I think that came out in the 2000s, right?
96 for the PS1.
I had PS2.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that...
Yeah, and then we also had a Game Boy Advance, the little square ones. Mm-hmm. It looks like a square.
Oh, was it?
It flips up.
It flips up. Yeah.
SP, Game Boy Advance SP.
Yeah, so that was in the 2000s as well.
Okay, yeah. So those were my first ones, but so I definitely did not have any other games before then, unfortunately, as far as video games. We just didn't play them. Barbie dolls and movies and Friends, really. That's all. Just talk on the phone, you know, three-way calling. That was the thing.
were you into any TV shows? WB had like Dawson's Creek or Buffy the Vampire Slayer or
okay,
stuff like the that?
yeah. So, yes, the TV show, that was, again, mine and my sister's absolute favorite was Powerpuff Girls.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little girl. But Professor Utonium accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical X. Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born! Using their ultra-superpowers, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil!
We were the Powerpuff Girls. We didn't just watch Powerpuff Girls. We were the Powerpuff Girls. We'd fly around the home. We would just, you know, power, punch, kick, and fight. We sugar and spice and everything nice.
Me and James did that too, didn't we?
Yeah,
we had a project trailer. It's something that's lost to time, but
really?
Yeah, it's something. Just a little silly project that took us all day to make.
Yeah,
with just pictures and audio. But I used to be obsessed with Powerpuff Girls. Also, I just thought it was awesome. I just thought it was a great cartoon.
Mojo Jojo.
Oh yes, it's
hello, Powerpuff Girls.
Hello.
I was always Buttercup, and because that was a given between my sisters and I, because she was the leader, she was like the oldest, you know. Exactly. I'm always the leader. So then there was Bubbles, which was super cute and blonde. Well, both of my sisters were blonde, very blonde. So they would fight over Bubbles because no one wanted to be,
Buttercup.
Hold on. Blossom. Okay. Blossom and, but I was Blossom. Sorry. I was not Buttercup. I was, wait, Blossom the redhead. I can't think. Right. I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. I was always Blossom because I'm the leader. Well, my sisters would always fight over Bubbles because she was the cute little blonde-headed, you know, sweet one. Nobody wanted to be mean Buttercup with the with the black hair. Like, no, I'm Bubbles. And I'm like, that's okay because I'm Blossom.
I already know which sister needed to be Buttercup already.
Jinx.
I'm not going to say.
See, Alyssa thought she got rights to Bubbles because she was the second oldest. So Elena just had to be Buttercup.
They're all born at the same time.
Created,
I should say.
I'm just talking about the birthright of myself, Alyssa.
I'm getting too logical with all the Powerpuff Girls. Okay, so I just said logical and made me think of Mr. Spock from Star Trek the original series. You and your dad, and this was a big thing of the 90s, you guys are huge fans of Star Trek the Next Generation and Deep Space Nine. And Voyager, I guess just give us a little bit of background information on your fandom of Star Trek The Next Generation and whatnot, just real quick.
Sure. So we'll take it way back with the first experience being my first ever Halloween costume was a Next Gen Captain's red uniform.
Wow.
Yes, it was made by my mother, and there's pictures of me, and I think it's awesome. Because I'm thinking, my kid having the, if I ever had one, you know, having the first costume, that would be awesome. The Next Gen Captain's uniform. I mean, there is nothing more cool than that. You know, my dad, of course, had a matching one. So we were really cool. We were really cool. I have no personal memories of this. These are just photos and other people's memories, of course. But I think that it's awesome. And so my dad was in, like, Star Trek clubs. He was all about it. So, yes, Star Trek is a big part of my life. I've seen every single episode of Next Gen. I also watched DS9, Deep Space Nine. I watched a few of the original series, but basically Next Generation is where is everything that I know and really all that you need to know, let's be honest. Captain Picard for the win.
My Gordo, my Lord. What was that, James, that I did wrong?
Gordy LaForge. Yeah, that's funny. I heard about that. That's hilarious. some cool characters, Guinan, Data, Q, oh my gosh. I mean, we could go on and on about the cool characters. There's a ton. Everybody really is. But it's such a great storyline. No. Stay away.
Say Darth Vader.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
Oh, goodness. And my dad loves Star Trek, too. He has all kinds of Star Trek stuff down there.
Oh, that's awesome.
He did. He hits tons of stuff. The garage was full of Star Trek stuff every time I would walk through the garage. It was always showing me something. I remember I would walk through the garage or walk through the front door sometimes, and your dad would, like, catch me first. You're like, hey, come here, let me show you something. So I'd go down there, and your dad would just be proudly showing me all of his Star Trek stuff. And you, Brandon, you'd be, like, standing by the door like, come on, Dad, hurry up. Like, James and I really want to play with wrestling figures. Like, he doesn't care about Star Trek. He's wearing a Star Wars shirt right now. Like, he doesn't care. Let's go.
That's really cool. That's actually really cool. So my dad also had a Star Trek room. Now his whole house is pretty much Star Trek because he's the bachelor living with all of, every room is decorated with something. But I remember specifically a star and moon beaded curtain, two of them, two star moons, purple and blue, shiny. But those two beaded curtains on two sides would lead you in to the Star Trek room. And I mean, from floor to ceiling, even on the ceiling, there was Star Trek decor, collectibles, figures, I mean, posters, flags, anything Star Trek related. My dad had games. It was cool. Everybody wanted to go in there. I mean, you could have phasers. Everybody wanted to go into the Star Trek room. It was like walking into another part of the house that wasn't a house anymore. It was like a museum of Star Trek communicators. Just so cool to have this room and just be, oh, you know, normal thing, you know, in your house. Oh, just the Star Trek room. That was another part of our house as well. Go to the Star Trek room. Where is in the Star Trek room? That was also the area of the house that was safe from tornadoes. So if a tornado was coming, the Star Trek room time. Go to Star Trek room. So that was a safe area. But, yeah, I really missed that. It was really nice. Very, very much so. Lots of cool stuff in the Star Trek room.
Do you have any of those, what do you call those things? Memories where like the Berenstain Bears versus the Berenstain Bears and things like that, the weird,
wow.
What do you call those?
Mandela
effects. Have you had any of those?
Yes. Yeah, so I specifically remember it being the Berenstain Bears. Like it was never the Berenstain Bears. I don't care who says that. It was Berenstain Bears. I went to school, they called it the Berenstain Bears, and the school people were wrong. They taught me wrong, because I remember it was the Berenstain Bears. The Berenstain Bears, I love the stories. Loved them. I had read many of them. In school, they would actually teach you and read these very often. That was a big part of my childhood learning and education. So they never, ever called it Berenstain Bears. I would have remembered that. So this whole new thing about that's what it used to be and everything, I don't know. It's strange, but the only thing I can come up with is if it is really Berenstain Bears, then all of my educators were missaying it. And so they were misspeaking. And so I learned it incorrectly because of them.
Did you ever have anything illogical like that scared you as a child? James has the HBO Now feature presentation music that freaked him out. And me, like, here's something really stupid I did. If I couldn't go to sleep and I was in my room at night alone, this is really crazy. I'm a kid though. I'm like 7 years old. I would have to turn it on either QVC or the Weather Channel because I knew that those people were live on the air with me while I was watching it. Because if I was watching a TV show, I knew that was recorded, but I felt safe if I was watching QVC or the Weather Channel. I felt like, oh, I'm okay now. All those noises I'm hearing, the QVC is going to save me.
No, that's so true. I've drowned out things before so many times, turned the TV up so I didn't have to worry about it. I totally get that.
But did you have anything like that would make no sense?
It's illogical.
Yeah, like I was talking about HBO. Other things, if you're the last person to turn the light out, do you feel like something, I don't know, like something's coming after you, if you don't run up the stairs really quick. I mean, just really, I've heard that from other people, like really silly things.
Yeah, I remember this one thing. The first house I ever lived in had an open living room to the bedroom. And when I say that, it had like French doors inside of the house. It was very strange, but these glass French doors. I don't even know why I'm saying this. I'm pretty sure I've never told anybody this, but it was just stuck in my mind for some reason. This has nothing to do with anything in the 90s other than I experienced this in the 90s or thought that I did or something. I don't even know. I don't even want to say it. It is so weird that I don't even want to talk about it. That's how weird it still makes me feel to this day. Like, I don't know. It was just really strange.
Skip over it.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'll tell you eventually. It was creepy. Let me think if there's anything like 90s related that creeped me out. Oh, I did sometimes get very, very creeped out by the troll dolls because they were cool, but when they're like naked and weird looking with hair and they're just kind
of... Jewel in their belly button.
Yes, they're like creepy. So they were sometimes really, really creepy. Like, you have to gotta watch for them. They would just show up somewhere randomly.
Did you ever watch Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark as a kid?
Oh, I read Goosebumps as a kid. Goosebumps was one of the best things to read. As far as watching Goosebumps, yes, there was a TV show, now that I remembered it. I didn't watch a whole bunch of it because, again, I would have been freaked out very easily. That's the girl in me, I guess. But I definitely liked any Goosebumps story. Those were really, really good. I also remember reading, like, Hank the Cow Dog. I don't know if you all know that one or not.
No.
Oh man, I read so many Hank the Cow Dog stories about basically a dog detective on his ranch, and it's such a good story. And Judy B. Jones was always about, I don't know if you've ever heard of that, Judy B. Jones.
I've heard of it too.
Okay, so Judy B. Jones was, I read every single book I think that she had when I was growing up. I mean, and I would check them out from the library in the school. And I loved Judy B. Jones. I wanted to read every single book. I mean, she was always getting in trouble, but there were life lessons, and it was really, really great reading those, for sure. I'm sorry, I get off topic a lot.
That's okay, we do too. What's the next thing you want to ask, James?
I'm basing all of my questions on topics that we've had in the past on the show. I really can't think of anything else.
Oh, did you ever watch the other one that I was talking about, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yes, I don't remember it like I remember it now with Jane, because we've been watching it now. But yes, I remember watching it when I was younger. But it was more like beyond belief stuff too that I would watch. Is this story true or false? And
did you get into Unsolved Mysteries too?
That sounds so familiar, but I don't want to say for sure. I don't want to, without knowing for sure that's what it was, say it was. But I know I've heard of Unsolved Mysteries. I'm sure I probably did. If it's something murderous and, weird, crazy, I was totally into it, as long as someone else was in the room with me. Oh, do you all remember those zoo books that would come in the mail?
Oh, I love zoo books.
Yeah,
I actually got them in for the mail, yeah. I wanted to be a zoologist as a kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
Never happened, of course, but...
Yes, never happened yet.
Now your child can visit steamy jungles, grassy plains, and the dark depths of the oceans to meet and learn surprising facts about the magnificent animals that live there, all through the captivating, colorful pages of Zoo Books, the publication especially created for young readers. Each monthly issue of Zoo Books is packed with breathtaking full-color photos and scientifically accurate illustrations, plus games and puzzles. Today, through this exclusive...
It's never too late.
All right.
So,
my dream.
I loved those things. My grandparents would always get those for me, and when they come in the mail, I was so excited. I was all about zoo animals, zoo books. So, oh man, those were great memories. That just popped into my head. I had to mention that.
See, I used to have a subscription to Highlights magazine. Do you guys remember Highlights?
I don't remember it. No,
it was pretty much the only kids' magazine you would find in like doctor's offices and whatnot. Yeah, I had. Okay, I get it now. I'm the loser. All right, I got you.
No. I just don't remember Highlights, sorry.
Yeah, I had Highlights.
Did you watch TGIF or SNCC growing up?
So, the TV show that I was all about, it was all that. So, SNCC and things like that, that was, do you remember that show, All That?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you ever remember Amanda Bynes in The Girl's Room?
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny to us. We still reference that to this day. My sisters and my cousins, when we talk, we're always like, oh, we're about to, especially do some gossiping about somebody. We'll say, it's time to talk about the girls' room. We even have a message board labeled and called the girls' room because of that. And it's spelled out, the girls' room. So we were all about that. All about that. And you remember, like, one of the characters in the bathroom, they always be like, I like eggs.
I remember that, but I don't know what character that was.
I don't know, but it was always like, I like eggs. It was so funny. It's like, my name's Amanda, and I like blah, blah, blah. My name's Christy, blah, 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 and I like this, and then, I like eggs. This is so funny.
Less popular opponent, Danielle Spencer. Tammy, as an exchange student from Tennessee, I think Danielle Spencer is both unqualified and unattractive. I like eggs. Anyways, that Danielle Spencer, she...
And then you remember, like, lobster dance. And
that was the Amanda show, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Which that was 1999, so that's technically...
You're good.
Yeah, that's good. Good. Yeah, I remember Ask Ashley. That's me.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I haven't thought about that in forever. That's me.
Hi, everyone. It's time for Ask Ashley.
Answer more of your letters. Our first letter comes from Robert Davis of Anchorage, Alaska. Robert writes, Dear Ashley, that's me. Dear Ashley, I live in Alaska where it's very cold and snowy. Every morning I put on a pair of shorts and a t-shirt and go outside. Then I start freezing. Do you have any advice for me? Yes, Robert, I do have a little advice for you. Wear a stinking sweater! A sweater won't hurt you! I mean, what kind of Alaskan genius goes outside in the middle of a stinking snowstorm wear nothing but a stinking t-shirt? Yeah.
Oh, didn't she do like a thing with a guy like Cool Kyle or something?
Oh, yeah, Cool Kyle, and you had this is, James, can you help? There's a really terribly looking guy, and there's a really neat, there's like, this guy, he's, do you remember it?
I think these are, I don't know if this was this the Amanda show or all that? Which one are you talking about here?
Sorry, I thought to do them both together. Sorry.
I think it's kind of going in between both of them.
Yeah, I probably really couldn't really talk too much about Amanda show or even later episodes of all that, to be completely honest.
Did you ever watch Kenan and Kel and things like that?
Oh yeah. I loved them both. They were great. Great.
So, follow up question. Who loves orange soda?
Is it Kenan or Kel?
Oh no.
There's a 50% chance you're going to get it right. So, who loves orange soda?
Kenan?
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys.
You've got to add that Price is Right fail music.
Oh, I will.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Have you noticed anything strange about him lately? Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. Is it true? Oh yes, it's true. Ooh. I do. Ooh.
I'm still trying to remember what that, the, where this one guy is this way and one guy is the other way. I can't remember what it was.
I have no idea.
Remember Blockbuster, where they would go to rent a movie, but instead it was a movie that these guys created, and they would say, no, this movie's better, much better. That was part of...
No, that's hilarious.
That was part of the Amanda show.
here?
Yaga, welcome to our video store.
How am I going to be helping you? What the heck is this movie you rented me? I asked for Stuart Little.
No. You no ask for Stuart Little. You ask for Stuart Lipple.
What the heck's a Lipple?
This movie better. Much better.
But anyway.
You know what you guys haven't asked me? You haven't asked me about, like, the style or the trinkets or anything like girls have. Then I realized, like, you guys probably didn't do anything like that, like makeup and fingernail polish and trends. You guys didn't
James
really.
James got into okay, sixth well, grade, but he got away from it.
I did. So I guess I'll ask this like I was really prepared for this question. Brandon used to be real big into like jewelry and accessories and clothes. What type of jewelry, accessories, and clothes were you into, Alexis?
What was your favorite makeup brands?
Yeah.
All right. So CoverGirl. CoverGirl was a big one. Everybody wanted CoverGirl something. Eyeshadow, anything. Maybelline also. The big fingernail polish was Bonbons. I don't know if you all know what this is, but
Bonbons?
Bonbons, yes. Oh. They're little tiny little bottles of fingernail polish, and
wow,
you can find them in any color, any shade, any kind of sparkle. There, if you wanted it, Bonbons had it, and you could dig through them at the store. They were only like 99 cents, and I remember just getting handfuls of those things and bringing them home and just loving all the different colors that I had and never being able to decide which one to put it on. But Bonbons fingernail polish, I think they still make them to this day.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure, but Bonbons was huge, huge. There were Bonbons everywhere in our house. But another big trend was roll-on glitter. Anything roll-on glitter. I mean, it's crazy to think, but my sisters and I had these little bottles with just a big ball at the top, and you would literally just roll glitter on you everywhere. No, really, that's a thing. That was a thing.
Well, I bet.
But the biggest, another really big trend that I remember girls in school having were the power beads. Do you all remember power beads?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Okay, great. Let me tell you about these things. Okay, they were different colors, and each color stood for something. Light pink was love. Jade green was like, I can't remember exactly, but black was like hope. All the girls wanted power beads, and not only did we want them, we wanted them all. And you wore them for all these different reasons, and power beads were just one of the biggest trends. They were little round beads, just same color, solid color, but some were just, some could be like a different, not texture, but sometimes they'd have like really neat designs. But the power bead bracelets were all the rage in school. I mean, you and your best friend had matching ones. They were awesome. Oh, and another thing that I remember specifically is the L'Oreal shampoo, the fish bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Was that the no-tear shampoo?
Yes, you're right. No-tear L'Oreal shampoo, little fish bottles. It was awesome. I hadn't thought about the no-tear. That's great.
Someone said, does that mean if the shampoo gets in your ear, in your eyes, that it doesn't cause tears, or is it talking about tears in the hair?
Oh, definitely tears, as in burns your eyes.
That's what I was thinking. There's a debate online, like there is on anything.
Of course, right. So
they
obviously
never watched the commercial.
Hey, people will argue anything, right? Especially on Twitter, where everybody's like that.
That is so true. Yes, but I can vouch for it. It's the no tears, because I had long hair since before I can remember. So I was always getting shampoo in my eyes as a child. So L'Oreal was really great about no tears, no burning. It was good for kids for sure.
I don't know. I talk about my wife a little bit on the podcast. Always good things, nothing ever bad.
or embarrassing that I can remember. But my wife, Alexis, here, she'll tell you, what is your favorite condiment of all time?
Well, ketchup, of course.
Yeah, my wife will put ketchup on just about anything. And I'm not kidding, she will do this. Like, she is one of those people that they made the shirt. I put ketchup on my ketchup. She owns one of these shirts because it is so accurate. So, Lexi, do you remember the ketchup from the 90s? It was, they made purple and they made green ketchup. Do you remember this?
Oh, I remember it fondly. So I loved looking at it in the store, but you better believe I didn't touch that stuff. if it didn't look like it was ketchup, I wasn't eating it. But I thought the purple ketchup was so cool. Yeah, I definitely, I think we probably even bought a bottle at home, but I remember specifically thinking, I'm not eating that stuff. That is not ketchup. Ketchup is red and good and tomatoes, and that is not. Whatever that is, that's a wannabe ketchup. There was green, there were purple.
Yep. Yeah, I always wanted to try it.
Heinz Easy Squirt. It's fun for your food.
But then, like, around the same time, they came out with that sunscreen that was also purple, so you wouldn't, like, it went on purple, but it dried, you know, clear, mm-hmm. but you would be able to know if you missed a spot or not. But it came out, those two new products came out around the same time. Now it's just like, no, I'm not going to put what's going to look like sunscreen on my french fries. This just doesn't seem appetizing to me at all right now. But I remember that being the reason why I had didn't have anything to do with purple or green ketchup at all.
Do you all remember, or do you all know when Neopets started, Neopets became a thing? Because...
late '90s.
Huh?
Late '90s, yeah.
Okay, because I had an account, and I'll never forget, I was literally searching for things online, because again, I had computer experience all my life, so I would just look and search for random things. This is before Google, by the way, so I'm typing in things. When did Google happen?
Late '90s.
Late '90s. So I'm searching things in a search bar. Oh man, a story just popped into my head. I gotta tell you about that. I'm looking for things like pets, anything that I can find that's, or dolls, anything that's going to entertain me. So I remember searching for these things in the search bar, hoping things would just pop up. And that's how I found Neopets. Well, I, of course, just dive into that, became obsessed with it. I was all about Neopets, so much to the point my sisters got involved. Years later, I eventually, of course, dwindled from using my account, but my sisters were still so into it. Elena, to this day, remembers paying me, telling her I could let her, my littlest sister, letting her have my Neopets account for $20, and she paid me for it because that's how
wow.
I had a cool pet. Yes, because I had a really cool paintbrushed tiger, and to get the paintbrush, I remember her, or she paid me for that, and she remembers to this day. She goes, I can't believe I paid you for that account. I'm like, I know, I can't believe it either. I said, I had a really good account, but I had a ton of money on there that you just had to rack up from doing games and things like that, but Neopets were awesome. But going back to that story, when you search for things and you're an innocent kid on the internet and you're literally just looking for things, you type in things like www.fantasy.com because you're thinking that, oh, there's going to be fairies and rainbows, things like that. Well, no, you can imagine what popped up when I typed that in. I'll never forget this. And I remember, after that happened, as soon as that popped up on my screen and I realized this is not the fantasy I was thinking of, this is somebody else's fantasy, I immediately exited out, looked behind me, made sure no one was looking, and I was like, okay, I'm never telling anybody I did that, and we're never going back. So, but I remember, like, maybe it was weeks or months later, my parents coming in and sitting down and talking to me and asking me, because there's this thing called search history, mm-hmm. and they wanted to know why I went to fantasy.com and said, can you tell us why? And they pulled it up there, and I said, okay, I don't know if you can believe this, but look at everything else that's typed in. I was just typing in things that day, like fairy.com and, you know, things like Neopets and Pets. Like, I was literally just looking for fun stuff to do on the internet. I was like, that was not, I said, as soon as I saw that, I swear, I exited it out. This was before there were search engines that can help us and filter things, okay? You just had to walk right into the web page. You just tapped it in here and there. So that was one of the things. And so they were like, oh, okay. But I believe, I mean, I feel like I didn't get in trouble. They're like, oh, okay. They believe, you know, why. I was like, yeah. I was like, that's tough. Because I remember specifically seeing, like, it was like a woman in a dog collar or something. Like, I was like, I had never seen anything like that, okay? Like, I had never seen anything like that. You're talking about a girl's not even like 10, okay? So there's no like internet or things like, you know, really like social media, phones is that accessible as it is today. So I was like, oh my God, what is this? This is not right. This is not right. Exit, exit, escape, escape, get out of here. Oh, but it's funny what you remember, you know, from just like innocent looking at things.
Did you have dial up then?
It probably was dial up. I know that I've had dial up. The wonderful sound you hear, I can't even repeat it because I'm not a robot, obviously. But, oh gosh, that was awful. It made me cringe.
You had to be off the computer when you got a phone call as well. Or no, that's someone couldn't call you if you're on the computer.
That's right. People couldn't call you when you were on the internet. That's right. And I remember when the internets and the phones got hooked to the point to where the little your messenger would pop up, oh, someone's trying to call you. And then you could get off the internet so that you could get on your phone. I remember when they did that too. That was handy. That was very handy.
Did you use AOL?
So no, I did not use AOL. I used Hotmail. Do you remember Hotmail?
For internet? Like the internet service? Wow, I don't.
For email, not internet service. I'm sorry. I don't think that I used AOL. I think I used Escape.
Escape.
Is it Escape?
Is it Netscape?
What's the one with the E?
Internet Explorer. That's a web browser.
Explorer, my bad. Sorry, I was an Internet Explorer girl. Not so much AOL. No, I never had an AOL account. Never got on AOL. It was Internet Explorer, and I had a Hotmail email. Sorry.
Do you remember your first email address?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask.
Oh, is it like, I think I might know it. Go ahead, babe. Is it like Sweet Sugar Girl? Is that it?
What was it?
It was sweet_sugar_girl with a U, 1, 2, 3.
Cool.
Sugar Girl, 1, 2, 3. Oh my God. What was I thinking? Oh my gosh. So embarrassing. So it's kind of funny, but I use the same exact email that I've had, since I was 14 years old, and my mother made it for me. It's a Yahoo account, and it's still my functional account that I use today. I've got emails from, like I said, when I was 14 years old, from people, friends I used to talk to then, and I save. This is really weird, I guess, but I have friend files from, remember, I named this back when I was younger, okay? Friend files, family files. And of course, now that I'm older, I've got like insurance and thing taxes and things like that that I also save. But, for all these different folders in anything that anyone personal that I knew of or talked to, I would save every single email I was ever sent personally. Whether it was a phone, picture, whatever, it didn't matter. I saved everything. Now if it's spam, no, I got rid of all that, but even from other sites, orders and everything, I save all of that. So I can go back and see things when I was 14, you know, whether it was, sorry, honey, boyfriends or, you know, friends or friends, emails back and forth. I have everything in that account, which I don't really know why I just told you all that, but it's just really cool because I've backlogged it since I was 14, or I've had it, I guess, since I was 14, so I hope to have that account forever. Hopefully Yahoo's always around because my mom made that account for me, and I have been using it ever since for everything. I'm 27 now, so that's a long time for an email, I guess.
You could literally go back and see your first email right now. That's pretty cool.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Anything I've ever sent would be in there. Yeah. Now I'm just curious. I'm going to go to
The question I was going to ask you is about music. What kind of music were you into at the very, in the 90s?
Yes, I'm really glad we got to this because I wanted to tell you all. The biggest thing that I remember from music was Britney Spears. We had the Britney Spears videos, Britney Spears CDs. Britney was the coolest. I can still remember songs. I won't sing them for you, don't worry. But they were awesome. You know, her schoolgirl outfit video, everything you wanted to just be and dress just like Britney.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh, was it?
It was Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A really cool one, was, Oops, I Did It Again. Sorry, I did sing it. I can't help it. I love that red outfit she's wearing and that. It's so cool. So cool.
I liked it too.
That's crazy how we used to have those CD players we'd listen to. And if they would accidentally, if you hit something, like if you're driving or you're riding in the back seat and they hit a bump, it'd skip. And then later on you got the ones with, what was it, for some type of skip protection. And then now we have MP3s and now we don't even use MP3s. We have phones.
Right.
Crazy. Yeah. Did you listen to Total Request Live with Carson Daly or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
TRL?
So I did know about TRL. TRL was a little bit, again, just a little bit before my time because I was, again, just a little girl. I felt like it was more for teens, but I did watch a bit of it. But I don't think I got it as much, you know, watch as much as teens probably did back then. But I do remember TRL, yes.
So is Britney Spears, and you said you liked the Spice Girls as well?
Yes, Spice Girls. Of course, a big song was Shaggy's It Wasn't Me.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Me. That was an awesome one.
Sugar Ray.
Yeah, Sugar Ray. Yeah, the 90s was a weird time for music for me because I started out listening to KZ-106, which at the time was not classic rock, was just modern rock, so a lot of Bon Jovi and stuff like that at the time. And then my mom and dad really got into country, so we listened to a lot of US 101 around here. And then in the mid-90s, we listened to Alive 95, which was, you know, like the pop and some rocks. And then around middle school, there was a station out of North Carolina called Kix FM. They played a lot of rap and stuff like that. So, and then after that, I just listened to whatever. But yeah, it's just, the 90s was a weird time musically for me, and I'm sure a lot of other kids too.
So basically, I remember this music being played, you know, whether it's 90s pop music, whatever it was, at the roller skating rink. That was the place to be when you were a girl.
Roller Coaster Skate World.
Do what now?
Roller Coaster Skate World.
That's what we
had. That's what we had. I don't know.
That's cool. We had, no, you're fine. We had, I can't even remember the name of it. I'll be honest with you. We just called it the skating rink, but everybody wanted to be there. If there was a birthday, it was cool if you had it there. You know, it had an arcade. It had just a big skating rink. And I was awful at skating. All my friends had the incline, you know, rollerblades. And I had like the 4 because I thought that helped me stabilize a little bit better, but it totally didn't. It was not, I was not cool and I was not good at it. But that was the place to be. I was always playing the games in the arcade. They would do limbo on their skates and stuff. And oh man, I was just like, so envious, but too afraid to ever do anything.
What other questions do you have, James?
And I'm out of questions for my darling wife. I think I have asked everything that I can think of.
It's probably stuff I'll remember, but I can't think of it right now.
Is there anything that we haven't touched on, Alexis? Or something that you just wanted to mention? Or?
One day you'll have to get back to us on that creepy story you were going to tell. One day.
I honestly, I don't think I've ever told anybody that. Because it's something I can't even explain or don't even know why I thought of it. But I still think of it, like, all the time. It is so weird. Anyway, I'm just weird. A big, big deal also in the 90s was the glow-in-the-dark stars. I wanted those little glow-in-the-dark stars all over my room. I don't know if that was before, you know, the 90s or not. I don't know if that was just a thing that was
happening. It was in the 90s, too.
Yeah, I definitely remember seeing 1-800 commercials to try to buy those things. I watched Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network. Absolutely, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. So glow-in-the-dark stars were the best. I had them on the ceiling, on the walls, everywhere. You turn off the lights and your whole room became the universe. You know, it was just awesome. So I was in love with those. That was the cool thing to decorate your room with. Along with, like, canopies, if you could get you a little canopy. That was also very cool. Like, it looks like a little mosquito net canopy, you know, that hangs above your bed. But you could get them at the store for cheap, but those were the coolest because that was your little hangout too. So that's some ways that I decorated my room. And that's really at this time, everything I can think of. We went over toys, styles, school, friends, phones, I think we covered everything.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the 90s Today podcast, where we talked about the 90s from a girl's perspective, part 2. If you want to hear some of our older shows, you can do so at the90s today.com, where we talk about 90s toys, TGIF, Goosebumps, Are You Afraid of the Dark, and the Wendy Superbar. If you want to catch this podcast, you can do so on other forms of media like Podbean, Google Play Podcast, Apple Podcast, and TuneIn Radio. If you want to catch me on social media, you can do so at The 90s Today on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. James, oh, co-host, where can they reach you at?
Oh, Brandon, they can reach me at Real James Luton on Twitter.
And Alexis, where can they reach you at?
On Twitter, at Alexis47. That's Alexys47.
And Alexis, you want to sign us out?
Oh, I do. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, is to talk about and relive the 90s. And I'm thanking you for having me, Brandon.
Hey, James, wake up. The show's over.
Oh, yeah,
The 90s Today was not recorded in front of a live studio audience at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando.